Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, a brother in Christ, like you're a brother or sister in Christ. And today we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the one who is and was and is to come, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And today's message is eternal life with our Lord and Savior, joining Him in the paradise of life. Amen? Amen. So if you brought your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 14. And we'll start reading verse 7. For none of us live for himself, and no one dies for himself. For if we live, we live for the Lord. And if we die, we die for the Lord. Elijah was ready to go to be with the Lord. And Paul was ready to go to the Lord. And I'm ready to go be with the Lord. Are you ready to go to the Lord? We all must be ready to meet our Lord face to face because we are in the last generation. Amen? Amen. So the second passage we're going to read is found in the book of Matthew chapter 10. And Jesus tells us in verse 38, "And he who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it." To lose your life to save it is twofold. One is we give up our life of sin by following Jesus in obedience. And the other is to be willing to die for the Lord if need be. So brothers and sisters, life is short and we have to make the best of it. Because it tells us in Revelation chapter 22, "Blessed are those who do his commandments that they may have the right to the tree of life." Amen? Amen. So we have to be willing to die for the Lord to be worthy of him. Our faith must be stronger than life. Amen? Amen. And we must remember that Paul says to die is to gain. Amen? Amen. We have blessings on top of blessings, brothers and sisters. How wonderful it's going to be. Amen? Amen. Not everyone has to die for the Lord, but we all must be willing to for our Lord's name, not denouncing our faith in our Lord and Savior, the Christ. Amen? Amen. So be strong for our Lord, because blasphemy is denying God. All the disciples had suffering deaths, never denying Christ, except for John. They put him in a barrel of boiling oil to kill him, but God performed a miracle and he was not harmed. Amen? Amen. Praise Yeshua. Praise Jesus. God knows what's in a person's heart. He tests the mind and he judges the heart. The people not willing to die for the Lord, though they never will have to, will not make it because God knows what's in their heart, mind, and soul. You must have a perfect heart towards God. In Luke chapter 12, verse 37, it reads, "Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit down and eat, and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants." Amen? Amen. So brothers and sisters, let us continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior in the paradise of heaven. Amen? Amen.